This is not talking about the governments these days. This is talking about the good kings. The government these days only know how to get tax from the citizens. And then they give a contract to some big person, big company, and it's their job to squeeze the money out of the citizens. They make a toll on the road and they collect money. I heard that to go to New York in that tunnel you have to pay $4.
Car parking ki kuch nahi. Keval ek aadmi ghumne gaye New York to $5 uska lagta hai. Aise keval ghum kar aao tab koi vyavastha nahi.
If someone just goes driving around New York to see New York, you'll be spending some money just to see. What arrangement is there for the government?
कोई शासन नहीं, कुछ नहीं.
There is nothing.
राजा का कर्तव्य है कि वह जनता से कर वसूल करे.
It's the duty of the king to get tax from the citizens.
के लिए रखेगा जनता के लिए.
But for what he will keep all that money for the citizens. The sun god for 8 months he extracts water from the earth. Pita means he keeps drinking the water from the earth. 8 months a year. The wealth of the water wealth of the earth. With his sun rays he extracts the water.
काले आ जाते जब समय आता है.
But when the time comes, when it's needed, he gives back that wealth of water in the form of rain. He takes water from the ocean, he takes water from here and there also, and then he gives it all back in the form of the rain for the happiness of all the citizens. So Sukhdev Goswami says here that they're just like a good king.
उसमें जनमेजय बैठे हुए थे परीक्षित महाराज के पुत्र, वो भी कथा सुन रहे आगे राजा.
And in that katha Janmejaya is also sitting, Maharaj Parikshit's son. And later on he will be the king.
लेकिन जनता के हित नहीं उसे
दर्शाते. So Sukadev Goswami is saying in this way the king should extract tax from the citizens. And later on, for the benefit of the citizens, he should give it all back. The sun does not keep one drop of water for himself. In this way, the duty of the king is to give back all of the wealth that he has extracted in the form of taxes for the benefit and the services of the citizens. The kings in the previous ages, they used to be like that. They would not use the citizens' money for their own bodily comforts. I have heard and I have read also that in this country there was a very great minister. His name was Chanakya Mantri, the minister. He was the minister of the king. The king's name was Chandragupta. That Chandragupta, he defeated even Alexandra. In Hindi they call him Sikandar.
Alexander the Great.
So he went, this Alexander, he went all around the world defeating everyone. And then he went to India and he got defeated. He had his commander-in-chief, I forget his name. So his commander-in-chief went and visited Chanakya Pandit.
पटना में रहते थे पाटलिपुत्र में.
They used to live in Patlipur in Patna, in Bihar.
वो मिलने गया तो गंगा में स्नान करके और चाणक्य पंडित आ रहे थे अपने.
So he went to visit Chanakya Pandit and this Chanakya Pandit was taking bath in the Ganges and he was coming back.
कुटिया की तरफ.
To his hut.
देश के प्रधानमंत्री राजा के बाद.
And he was a minister of the great king Chandragupta. He was the one next from the king.
तो उस समय उनके पीछे पीछे आया और आया तो बैठा और पूछा कौन है तो बताया कि मैं.
So this minister, this commander in chief started following the minister Chanakya and he came and sat down outside his house and Chanakya Pandit said, so who are you?
Alexander का सिकंदर का सेनापति.
So he said, I am the Alexander's commander in chief.
आइए बैठिए. स्वागत किया.
So Chanakya welcomed him. He said, please come inside, sit down.
और उन्होंने कहा कि हमें कुछ कार्य करना है, बहुत जरूरी काम है टाइम पर. लिखने लगे. थोड़ी देर आप वेट कीजिए.
So Chanakya Pandit said, I have something very important to write right now. It's time for something and you please wait.
Chanakya Pandit कुछ लिखने लगे. उस दीपक जला कर.
So Chanakya Pandit, he lit a lamp and he started writing something.
काम हो गया. दीपक जला करके लिख रहा है.
It had become evening, so he was writing something.
इसके बाद कहा, हाँ ठीक है, अब आपसे बातचीत कर.
So he said, now I am free, I can talk to you now.
जब बातचीत चालू हुई तो उस दीपक को बुझा करके दूसरा दीपक जला लिया.
So when he started to talk to this commander in chief, he put the old lamp off and then he lit a new lamp.
रखा हुआ दूसरा दीपक जला लिया. तो वो सेलुकस पूछता है कि उस दीपक के प्रकाश में ही बात हो सकती थी.
So the commander in chief, he says, why did you light a new lamp? We could have talked in the old lamp. The light coming off the old lamp, we could have conversed. He was very amazed. So he explained, Chanakya Pandit said, well, the previously when I was writing something, it was the job I was doing for the king. So I was using the oil supplied by the king to do his job. So I had to finish the government's work, so I was using the government's oil to light the lamp. So now I'm talking to you, it's my private life, so I am using a lamp that is burning with my oil. My salary, I buy the oil, and that with that oil I'm burning this lamp for my private work.
इस तरह के लोग हुए.
This is the kind of people they used to be in the government.
अब बताइए.
Just see.
कल्पना नहीं कर सकता वास्तव में.
Nobody can even imagine this.
यह सत्य है.
But this is true.
बिल्कुल सत्य बात. सेलुकस अपने ग्रंथ में लिखा है धन.
The commander in chief, he has written in his book this incident.
सरकारी कर्मचारियों को ये सब पढ़ना चाहिए.
द गवर्नमेंट वर्कर्स दे शुड रीड ऑल दिस एंड ट्राई टू फॉलो.
पढ़ेंगे तब नहीं खाएंगे सरकार का धन.
इफ दे रीड ऑल दिस देन दे वुड नॉट ईट अप द गवर्नमेंट्स मनी मेंट फॉर अदर्स. What he will get by eating other people's money, in the end he'll have to go to hell. It's not that by eating other people's money he will escape the Yamadutas. It cannot be like that. One has to die.
मेरा वैदिक इतिहास बताता है एक बहुत बड़े राजा हुए.
Our Vedic history, it tells us that once there was a very great king.
हरिश्चंद्र.
His name was Raja Harishchandra.
सुना है.
You all must have heard his name.
क्या कीर्ति बहुत बड़ी है
सत्यवादी राजा हरिश्चंद्र
he was called सत्यवादी किंग he would never tell a lie Very famous king. And one time in his dream, he was giving in charity. To Vishwamitra Muni. He was actually seeing in a dream. So he said, I saw in my dream that I was giving in charity to Vishwamitra and I gave the whole earth in charity to him and I have to give him some money so I was not able to give him some money which was the dakshin so dakshina he was not able to give
sapna mein daan de diye aur tab jab jage sabere lagbhag 10-11 baje
Vishwamitra came to his So, in the morning, around 10 or 11 o'clock, Vishwamitra came to his palace.
Raja, tum satyavadi ho na? To Maharaj ne kaha, haan.
He said, Maharaj, Harishchandra, you are a satyavadi king.
Sapne mein bhi jhoot nahi bolte ho na?
You don't even lie in your dream, right?
Kaise na?
He said, no, I don't tell lies even in my dream. So he's asking Vishwamitra, so this last night in your dream, did you give in charity to someone? So he said, yes, actually last night in my dream, I gave you in charity the whole earth. So Vishwamitra says, so the whole earth is mine, right? He said, yes, in my dream I gave the earth to you, so it's yours. So he says, what about Dakshina? Dakshin? You had thought of giving Dakshin. Where is the Dakshin? Give.
तो राजा हरिश्चंद्र समय पर उनको थोड़ी सी भूल हो गई वो राज मंत्री को कहे कि राजकोष से खजाना लाओ
So he said, I am sorry, I forgot, I will give you now. So he told his minister, go bring some wealth, some treasure from the treasury house. And give him the charity. Then Mahamuni Vishwamitra says, when you already given me all your kingdom in charity, Then you still thinking this treasury is yours? Or is it mine? My own is my treasury now, and you're giving me dakshin from my treasury to me? Then Harishchandra realized, he said, yes, yes, you're right. I made a mistake. This the whole treasury, whole kingdom is yours. Then Harishchandra said, Vishwamitra said, how you'll pay me the dakshin? Harishchandra said, don't worry, I will sell my body and give you the dakshin. In his dream he gave in charity, so he gave. So this Kashi, city of Kashi, or Varanasi was considered separate from this planet Earth. So Maharaj Harishchandra, he took shelter of the city of Kashi, Varanasi, and he went there to try to collect some money to give him for dakshin. And he stood in the marketplace and he was shouting, please somebody buy me, purchase me. And you know, Banaras is a place of where the great burning ghats are. People know that when you do a sanskar, last sanskar for somebody, death rites, then they can achieve the spiritual world. Often people go there. It's a very big, huge burning ghat.
एक श्मशान का अधिकारी मिला होता है कि हाँ मैं तुमको खरीद सकता हूँ।
so